Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome, welcome back to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Thank you so much for continuing to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and also on Apple iTunes. So I really appreciate it. I thank you also for going back and listening to a lot of the stories in which we featured previously. And if you have any suggestions that you would like for us to cover, please, please, please reach out directly. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. You know, as we're coming to the close of August and with so many things that are going on within our communities, with our nation, you know, I just wanted to reach out to you all today and just continue to encourage you as we are continuing to go through all of these seasons. When we still have COVID, it seems like that's not a big conversation anymore, but we are losing our loved ones. We are losing our family members to this disease. And so I pray that you guys continue to be more aware of social distancing and wear your mask. And as well, not only with that, we have so many people who have lost their jobs, who are unemployed, who are struggling to make their ends meet with their family. And of course, now with school getting ready to start, the concerns of sending our loved ones off to school, sending our children back to school in the midst of all these things. And of course, the nation's unrest with social injustice. So, but I wanted to come to you today after watching so many things that have transpired over the past 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours, and my heart was just very heavy. And I just wanted to continue to encourage you through this season. I know that it's very hard to understand and see and just trust in the process that's happening. But I really want to encourage you to just hold on. And I'm speaking for myself here, which has, my family has gone through so many things where we couldn't pay our bills. We went from home to home. We didn't have a home. You know, went from job to job, lost my, was on unemployment and just couldn't make ends meet. And also, you know, having a loved one that's ill. So I understand a lot of the hurt and the pain because I've experienced it. My family has experienced it. And one thing that I am grateful for is that I never lost my faith. I never lost my hope. And I always knew that as I was going through these situations and that something greater, something bigger was going to happen, that my family was going to be okay, even in the midst of losing a loved one to death, in the midst of everything, everything turned out okay. And I understood that God had a bigger purpose. God has a bigger plan. So I just want to let you know that God has not forgotten you. God has not turned his back on you. His word tells us that he does not, will not allow the waters to consume the earth. And he will not allow all these things which are happening right now in our nation and within our homes to consume us. All these things that are happening are to strengthen you, to draw him closer to you. And he's not a God of anger. He's a loving God. And I just want to continue to encourage you and empower you and strengthen you through this time. I know with so many things that are happening within your household, if you or your family member are in need of counseling, we Ellen Foundation does have certified counselor that is able to help you. So please send us an email and let us know if you're in need of prayer or in need of counseling. And if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, Please let us know if you are in need of food, if you are in need of clothing, and also school supplies, because with so many people who have lost their jobs, we, Ellen Foundation, has partnered with so many organizations to make sure that we help the families the best that we can. So I just wanted to come to you to let you know that God has not forgotten you. God is working all these things out. God is just asking us to be still and be prayerful and not focus on all the worries to consume us, but to focus on Him so He can continue to do the work that needs to be done, not only in the nation, not only in the communities, but within ourselves, within our households. And so before I close for the day this morning, and as you know, our morning sessions are very brief, I just want to pray with you and just continue to speak life and empowerment and encouragement into you as you continue through your day. Father God, we come to you this morning. We are so thankful that you have kept us. You have kept us through all the trials and the tribulations, and you continue to provide for us. We are so thankful to you that when there was no way, you made a way out of nothing. You made a way out of no way. We are so grateful to you. Father, we are thankful that that you've given us grace and mercy, that you continue to hold us, that you've allowed us to continue to come to you on bended knees. And Lord, we are just thankful that you continue to grow us in our minds and in our hearts, and that you have taught us how to forgive those who have harmed, those who have done wrong to us, Lord. And you've opened doors that we never thought would be open, Lord. So we thank you for continuing to build us up. We thank you for continuing to give us another day to be with our loved ones, and thank you for continuing to heal our loved ones who are ill. Lord, we want to speak a blessing over the frontliners who are still out there fighting this COVID, who are in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses. We thank you for them, that they continue to get up every day and continue to take care of our families, our loved ones, who we cannot see, who we cannot get to. So we ask that you continue to lift them up in strength, Lord, lift them up in encouragement as well. Family, we know, Lord, we know that domestic violence has been on the rise as companies have closed and people have not returned back to work and schools have been closed, Lord. But we ask that those who are in a domestic violence situation, Lord, that they that you place a hedge of protection around them, that you make a way, that you strengthen them to reach out to someone who can help them, Lord. Protect them from their abuser. Lord, as we begin this day, we want to thank you. We want to give you thanks, Lord. We want to let you know that that we are grateful that you sent your Son to die for us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that has covered and will continue to cover situations. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, continue to be encouraged through this time. Continue to seek Him. And if you are not certain on where to start, please feel free to email us at info@theellenfoundation.org, and we will help you begin your journey. We will help you begin your path to walk, to be strengthened in these areas in which you may need help with. God bless you, day strengthened, and thank you for always following us on social media, which is at LM Foundation 1. That's on Instagram and Twitter. For Facebook, you can follow us on Life Ministry Foundation. Family, be blessed, be encouraged, and do not faint. Do not lose heart. All the things will work together for God. for the love. Amen. Be blessed. Bye now.